Hey there, this is Eva G. You're on 2SER 107.3. Have you ever wished you could hop in a DeLorean and relive the magic of the 80s? Well, I recently got to do exactly that when I saw Back to the Future, the musical, now playing at Sydney's Lyric Theatre. From jaw-dropping lighting and sound effects to spot-on casting, this stage adaptation brings the beloved classic back to life. While I'm sure you're familiar with the names Marty McFly and Doc Brown, one of the more underrated characters in my eyes is George McFly. The awkward but charming dad to Marty was a standout crowd favourite. Ethan Jones, who plays Mr. McFly, joins me on the line for a chat now. Hi, Ethan. How are you?
Ah, Eva, I'm so well. You flatter me. When I'm being flattered and welcomed this warmly, it's hard to have a bad day. Thank you. Oh. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, of course. No problem. Now, did Back to the Future have any significant influence on you when you were growing up? What did you originally love about Back to the Future?
I'm going to expose myself as an older person. Oh, no. I was going to say old, and I'm like, I'm going to offend some millennials. 1993, so I wasn't quite out there when Back to the Future was super cultural relevant, but it just permeates forever. So it was just a part of the zeitgeist. I'd seen it multiple times. Everyone knew about it in pop culture. You'd see someone dressed up at it at any sort of event. But I guess what it calls to mind is I used to work at Universal Studios in Singapore, and that's a part of their rights. So that music was always playing throughout the theme park.
Oh.
I think I had this affection to it then. And now I guess like getting the role and being a part of the show now, like that kind of full circle of just how big this show is and what it means to so many people and how big in the zeitgeist it is awesome. I just feel so lucky.
Oh, I love that. And the iconic film has been adapted into a renowned theatre production now playing at Sydney Lyric Theatre. Ethan, how did it feel to receive that phone call and learn that you've got the role?
I was really shocked. I'll be honest. There was so many people gunning for this show. I think everyone knew it was going to be massive. Mm-hmm. And there were so many talented people that my friends also going for this role. And I think so many people would have done such a brilliant job with it. And I just felt so grateful that I was being trusted with the work. And excited, just so excited to be able to join and be like, oh, this is going to be fun and silly. You know, the show is such a heart warmer and such a like a titler. Like everyone's just laughing through the whole experience. Like I've never been a part of a show that's this fun constantly. It's awesome.
It is so much fun. And I think you played the character so well and so accurately. So can you give us a bit of a look into what's your pre-show ritual to get into the character?
Oh, I'm really lucky with the character of George. I think Crispin Glover did an incredible job in the film. It's so iconic that it needs to be honoured. And also the material I've been given along with the direction has been awesome. So I'm very lucky with what I'm working with. To get into the show, look, it's not uncommon to hear from my dressing room clips from the movie, just constantly going back to that source material and be like, the thing that we're here to take care of a little bit too. Like we're here to have fun and do our show, but we've got to honor this in some sort of way. So just that constant reminder so I don't get too far away from that original is important to me. Otherwise, it's filling my hair with vegetable glycerin, like the greasiest nonsense you've ever come across. Like it's still in my hair right now, which is ultra moisturizing. So my hair's looking great too. But just to get that wet look, Crispin Glover, floppy George McFly over the eye, kind of daggy, disheveled look throughout the show. A lot of focus is on the hair for that pre-show ritual.
I love that. That's awesome. And you get to work with some truly remarkable people, including Roger Bart, who originally played the iconic role of Doc Brown in the original theatre production, and also the screenwriter Bob Gale for the original film, who came out, said hello on the opening night. That was so awesome. What's it like working with such legends?
How insane, right? Like, just to be that close to, it's like you're the guy that started it all 45 odd years ago. It's like, wow. And it's one thing to screw up your lines in a rehearsal. It's another thing to do in front of the writer. So there was that added extra pressure in there, I think, too. But for the most part, I mean, with Roger, just who everyone that I talk to has some sort of connection with Roger Bart. And it's all different. It's in a show that they'd seen me in the work that he's done, some sort of brilliant artistic endeavor that he's given to the world. And now he's brought it to Australia, this role that he's really himself kind of created. It's so much of himself is in this part. It's unmissable. And he's so funny. Gosh, he's so funny. It's a masterclass every night, really. Like, I'm looking up at this when I'm not on stage, I'm changing costumes for the next thing. I'm still looking up at our little live feed of the show, just watching and seeing how he moves, seeing how he times. I'm like, how is this guy? He's funny. How does he have the crowd in the palm of his hand the whole time? It's brilliant to watch. I'm like, I want to steal some of that. So, hey, Roger, keep up the incredible work you're doing because it's an inspiration.
Oh, love that. And this show is currently running not only nationwide, but it's also running worldwide. How does the production adapt to different cities across the globe?
Yeah, I think the best part about theatre is that, and okay, I'll give you a quick anecdote. When you do the show the first time in the read through in the room, everyone's so excited and chuckly and laughing, and it's all fresh to everybody, and it's fantastic. And then from there, for the next month and a bit, it's all downhill because you give the same joke to the same people over and over. Suddenly, you start to question whether that's funny anymore. So when you're thrust in front of an audience all over again, it's so revitalizing and so brilliant. And honestly, audiences day to day can be so different, let alone city to city. There's certainly like a sensibility that comes with certain towns. Like, I think I'm slowly turning or getting closer to being like, I know what Queensland's going to laugh at as a Queensland boy. It's like, oh, and I've done enough shows now in Perth, and I think I know what Perth's going to enjoy within this show. Just little cultural differences in there. But it's our job to constantly go, oh, does this part need more time for a laugh? Or if I do it this way for this group of people, are they going to, I think I'm, the first hour's been kind of like this. Maybe I can lean into that stuff. So it's just so fun with a show that is a comedy that you're constantly listening for that bounce back from the crowd. Or if they don't laugh at something, you go, let's speed it along through this. This is not hitting the way you expect it to. So yeah, it's amazing having the crowds that we have. Sydney has been incredible. And so you were there opening night, like so responsive, so involved. And that's awesome to have a show that's encouraging that. I even find myself as a theatre goer, like self-conscious in the audience. And it's like I can totally sympathize with the kind of experience. I think culturally as well, like we're a sports country. There, I said it controversially. So us coming to the theater is kind of a big deal, I think, as well. And we're going to react differently. And it's like this show is really blowing my mind of what I've seen from Australian audiences. And it's so exciting to be like, yes, hey, love this work. Like, awesome. Let's do more exciting stuff like this. And hell yeah, come and see me do it on stage at the City Lyric Theatre. Running until March, Back to the Future, the Australian premiere. It'd be awesome to have people come in and enjoy it. And when people go, where were you when Back to the Future was in Australia? They're like, I was there.
Well, there you have it. The musical is now playing until March 2026 at the Sydney Lyric Theatre. You can get your tickets online at www.ticketmaster.com.au/Back to the Future Musical. Don't miss Ethan Jones, also known as George McFly, in this amazing production. Ethan, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks, Eva. You're a legend. Thanks for having me here.